I know I'm taking part in this. I'm joined in the studio by Mary Hills, who's a trustee for Frontline, who's coming to talk about the Brentwood Firewalk. So thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
I didn't take part in it last year, but I know there were thousands of people. It was so busy here. We had loads of presenters here, and it was absolutely, people were doing it about three or four times. So tell us, first of all, can you tell us about Frontline and your role there?
Okay, Frontline is a charity that supports adults with a learning disability and high support needs. I used to be the manager there, and then I apparently retired, and now I'm a trustee.
Right.
And still involved and still very interested, of course, but I'm got together with Phoenix Radio and Bennett's Funerals and other representatives from other charities, and we're organising another firewalk this year.
Yep. And it's going to be here at the Brentwood Centre.
It's going to be at the Brentwood Centre, and it's going to be on the 30th of May.
Yep.
And it could just be the ultimate Valentine's gift that you could sign somebody up to go for a walk across hot coals.
Now tell us, where did the idea come from? Because it's a great thing, it's great to fundraise, but where did the idea come from?
Well, apparently I've got the blame for this, because a couple of years ago, Frontline was one of the mayor's charities, and people were jumping out of airplanes to raise funds for Frontline and the other two charities that were the mayor's charities, and I was really keen to do it, but for medical reasons I wasn't allowed, and yeah. I was bitterly disappointed. So Jane Bennett from Bennett's Funerals came up with this idea: why don't you walk across hot coals? And I was a bit dubious at first, but I did it last year. Brilliant. Absolutely recommend it. I would definitely do it again.
And how many people took part? Because there was a lot of people.
There was over 80 people last yeah. year, and they raised funds for, I think it was about 16 different charities.
Yeah.
About £16,500 we raised last year.
Wow. And there was, when I'm saying there was thousands, there were people here turning up in cars to watch, because it wasn't just the 80 people, it was all the people they brought with them to go and see them.
Absolutely. And we're hoping for a lot more people this year. Yeah. Because of Birdluckin of sponsoring the fire part of it, getting UK Firewalk to come down and present the whole evening. And they're sponsored two lanes this year instead of one lane like last year. So yeah. we can accommodate up to 200 people.
Yeah.
And, of course, there will also be the spectators. And we've got entertainment lined up for the spectators and the kids. And there'll be lots of things to do, music to listen to. I think there should be face painting, an old fire engine, Oblivion, a cheerleading group. So there'll be lots of things to do to keep people amused.
Yep. And hopefully the weather will hold off, because it was good weather last year.
Brilliant.
Lovely
yeah.
weather.
Yes.
Now tell us, if people are a bit nervous and thinking, they can pick out any charity they want and do the firewalk.
Absolutely. Any charity. We'd love to see lots of local charities represented. Hopefully small and medium sized charities, because those are the people that tend to miss out an awful lot.
Yeah.
Just pick a charity and get people to sponsor you.
Yeah.
Just let us know as organisers at the end how much money you've raised, because we're obviously very interested. But yeah, any local charity, local ones are welcome as well, of course, but yeah. we'd really like to see the local ones represented.
And how much does it cost to actually take part?
It's only going to cost £15
yeah.
to take part. So it is a really good Valentine's gift.
It's a very good Valentine's gift.
Really good Valentine's
now,
gift.
What do you feel? Now, people are worried that they might sort of burn their tootsies and stuff. Explain what, just explain.
You're walking across burning embers that register in excess of 500 degrees centigrade.
That sounds very hot, Mary.
That's five times the temperature of boiling water.
Right.
Before you go across the walk, you have what they call an hour of power. You have a talk with UK Firewalk, and they prepare you. It's not a lot of hyped up, Americanized,
yeah.
Sort of adrenaline pumping stuff. It's really sensible. Addressing how you face fear, and how you feel about putting your bare feet on 500 degrees centigrade. For me personally, it was brilliant. I did walk up to the edge of the fire bed and think, what are you doing, you stupid woman? I'll go for it. And I stepped onto it and I thought, it's not hot. Why isn't it hot?
Yeah.
And by the time I'd gone through that process, I'd got off it again. For some people, it was hot. For some people did get small blisters.
Yeah.
There is, of course, a risk. You are walking on burning embers.
Yeah.
You are required to cite a disclaimer with UK Firewalk before you walk across.
Yeah.
but you are well prepared for it.
Yeah, and walk, don't run.
Do not run.
Do not run.
And do not stand still. And I hope that everybody will take a picture of you posing. You will get burned.
There'll be a nice picture of you with a sort of face getting screwed up, probably.
If you have any queries beforehand, Scott at UK's Firewalk is really good at answering them and helping you out.
Yeah.
I checked out a couple of things with him before I went on it. Fine.
So it's going to be here on the 30th of May. What time does it kick off?
The actual walk is at 7 o'clock,
yep.
But people that are walking will need to be there ready for 6 o'clock for an hour talk beforehand.
Yep. And you get a big cheer as you come off the other end.
You get a great big cheer and you feel fantastic.
Yeah. So it's Brentwood Firewalk. If you do, you can set up your own Just Giving page as well, can't you? So you can just, if you want to get your sponsorship in somebody's memory, if it's a local charity as well, you can get that all sorted out. That's pretty easy to do.
Yep, very easy to do. Just whatever method you want to use. With Frontline, we had donations through Charity Choice or cash payments. But yeah, whatever method you want to use.
Brilliant. So that's going to be on the 30th of May here at the Brentwood Centre. Get here for, you need to get here an hour earlier if you're walking across the coals because they need to give you your pep talk.
Yeah.
They raised £16,000 last year, hoping to raise much, much more this year.
Much more this year.
And they can accommodate up to 200 people with two lanes of fire.
Yes. But we would say book in advance. It's £15 in advance. As from tomorrow, you should be able to pay by PayPal on the Brentwood Firewalk website.
Yep.
If you come along on the night, if this place is left, it will be £20.
Right.
But if you book in advance and get the details through to us by the 15th of May, that's 2 weeks before the firewalk, there are T-shirts that are being given out to every firewalker and they will have the name of all the charities on there.
Oh, wonderful.
So, but we need the charity logos and names by the 15th, otherwise we won't be able to get them all printed in time.
Now, Mary, what is the website where people can go to get more information?
The website is www.brentwoodfirewalk.org.uk.
And you've got a Facebook page as well?
And we have a Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com. You can say, tell I'm an older person, / Brentwood Community Firewalk.
Brilliant. So Brentwood Firewalk, have a look online, join up, and as I said, £15 take part. They've got two lanes, there'll be up to 200 people taking part on the day, and there'll be lots and lots more people here, so you can bring your children. It's a really good fun day. Last year it was a fantastic atmosphere. Phoenix FM were there chatting to loads of people that just come off the hot coals going, oh, I've just walked across it. So it was a really good day. So if you do want to take part and raise some money for charity as well, get in there early so you make sure you get your place booked.
Absolutely. There is also an email address if you want to send an inquiry. It's admin@brentwoodfirewalk.org.uk.
And we will put all those details up on the website as well. So thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to see you. And your man, hello in the corner. Wait, he's better sit in the studio than next door. It's a bit cold, isn't it? I didn't want to leave your man next door frozen, you see. It's very cold.
I could have warmed him up on the hot coals.
Yeah. Right, thank you very much to Mary.